The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
No, nothing's impossible. I have found for when my chin is on the ground. I pick myself up, dust myself off,
see?
Start all over again.
Thank you, Francis Albert. That's exactly right. See? Like I opened up the show this morning. I was so pleased. I had such a great communication with my kids, you know, by the grace of God. I worked so hard at that. You know how what a dedicated dad I tried to be anyway. And I'm with my daughter. And yesterday we spent an hour. We're just an hour in the car just chatting and listening to music with my 14-year-old. So great, you know. And then I got home and I got calls from. See, when you have a lot of kids and you have a couple of moms, there's going to be always a problem. So you have to accept when it's good and it's great. I just go with it because the shoe's going to always drop when you turn around. I got home. Oh, I had such. So you know what I did? I put it all aside. Usually I would go back, you know, in text form. I'm getting vilified in text form. And if I told you, you would go, what? What? I save all the texts just in case. You know, I always keep document everything. But I didn't fight back. I just said, sorry, you're having a bad day. Hang in there. Isn't that great? Can you believe that? You know, what are you talking about? I didn't get into any of that. Really nice. I just said, have a good day. Sorry. Have a good night. And then we just put it to rest. And otherwise, Al, you would have gone off the charts, off the rails crazy. Al,
yes, absolutely. Although I was calm with my kid last night after another incident that he was trying to push my buttons. I just
ignored
him.
See, the point
him.
I'm making, I want to hear about that. Because the point, and Frankie, when you have kids, I know you're looking. After all that I talk about, Frank, you ain't going near children, are you?
Yeah, no, after this morning's show, I've scheduled a vasectomy.
That's the end of that. He goes, mm-hmm. That's it, man. Oh. I am not even thinking about it.
He'd rather have
most
cats.
Beautiful.
That's right.
The most beautiful. You know what? Father Balicki was there, and we were at the Mike and Beth Connors, and we were there at the Lady of Our Lady of Angels at the church. It was so great, and I was up there at the. Don't forget, I'm at the pulpit. And Father Paul is in front of the altar asking me questions. And when he said, I told you this yesterday, what do you think about your son Joey being here? And Joey was there, right? So I said, and I really said from my heart, you know, and there I'm on the spot. I'm in front of the congregation. I'm a special mass. And I said, when my son Joey was born, I remember this. And I remember this. Distinctly I remember this. Is when I held Joey as soon as Joey was born, they handed the baby to me. A dad, and this was, when it wasn't fashionable, you know, that fathers were that involved. And I remember I had tears in my eyes, you know, dabbing Joey's mom, the tears in her eyes as well, and her brow, of course. So, and just I held that baby. I looked at Joey. I looked at this child in my arms, and there's an instinctive love there, and you can't describe it unless you're a parent. You can't describe. You look at and there's, wow, it's the miracle of God right in your hands. And you feel, and the hands are moving, and the heart is beating, and the baby's looking. It's just the most spectacular feeling in the world. And I'll tell you, Frankie, it gets better and better every year. And you're going to have the bumps, you're going to have the bruises and everything else, and the disagreements. But, and what I choose, and I now, guilty as charged, I spoil my children terribly because I'm so. Pleased, and I just love the miracle of life in the child. But see, Al, you go, you come back. I diffuse it. I will diffuse it, deflect it, try to work around it. Huh?
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't do that.
You go right.
No,
for
because
it.
I was very confrontational
what
with
do you
my.
Mean?
I
what
was
do you mean?
Because I was very confrontational with my mom when I was a kid. Now I didn't give my mom. Well, no, I should amend that. I gave my mom a lot of grief. And I'm surprised that I wasn't beaten more than I already was back then.
Like, how about Scaramucci? Anthony Scaramucci talking about the wooden spoon. Did you get the wooden spoon?
No, I got the belt. My mom didn't waste time. The spoon did nothing to me. The belt was much more effective because she'd catch me with the buckle and it was over. I mean, picture a woman jumping out of a closet to surprise attack her 16-year-old son after coming home from Brooklyn at 5 in the morning.
Oh, Lord.
And I couldn't hear a thing, and she jumped me from behind and beat the daylights out of me. And I deserved it. I was 16 in Brooklyn with a belt.
I got to tell you, just as a side, Frankie, I was telling you, Anthony Scaramucci called after he was on the air the other day. He was great. And he goes, I see it's Scaramucci. And I pick up the phone. I say, Anthony, what are you doing? And he said, wherever he was traveling to, he was there. And he said, Joe, I hope this wasn't too nuts. And he got a million calls on the wooden spoon. I said, he goes, I can't believe how many people are listening. I go, I know, man. He goes, was it all right about the spoon? Said, yes, the wooden spoon is part of growing up as an Italian American, getting the spoon.
Rite of passage.
Yeah, the rite. No. Did you get the spoon, Frankie? You didn't.
No. I was only hit a handful of times, and each time my dad used only his hand.
Okay. Yeah. Look at that. We're talking. Nowadays,
well, my dad only
nowadays,
hit me five.
You can take your parents to court.
No,
you know?
And believe me, my child knows
a,
that.
The wooden spoon.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Joe. Children are much smarter now because my son knows that. He's like, oh, I'll call Dyfus. I mean, he's probably has it on speed dial on his phone. But, you know, back in the day, like, my dad in my entire life hit me five times. And the last time he hit me, I was 14. He caught me cutting out of school. And every time I put my hands up to defend myself, he punched me again. And so, of course, now, most normal people after the first punch, maybe the second would stop and get it. No, no. Yeah. Dumb me raised my hand five times to deflect, and he hit me five times. And finally, after the fifth shot, I was like, oh, all right. You know, if I put my hands down, maybe he won't hit me anymore. So, and it was embarrassing as could be because he drove me back to my mom's office, dropped me off. My mom drove me back to school and brought me to my class. Could you imagine this as a freshman in high school being brought by your mother mother telling the teacher, make sure you give him extra homework. He was cutting out of school.
Frank, now we know why Al is the way he is. Traumatized.
Yes, that's true.
We have to give you a little leeway on that.
It was embarrassing and traumatizing because within an hour, everybody in the school knew that my mother brought me back to school. It was horrible. Horrible experience.
But when you're with your child, you can either confront or you could deflect or you could try to.
I confront. So it's not like I've learned my lesson.
I know, but with a teenager. So I was so pleased yesterday when I sat with Olivia. But she's such a good kid, my daughter. I'm just blessed. And people say you're blessed. They go, and I'll see you online. And thank you, by the way, for joining us on Instagram and on AM970Answer.com, Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter, and following the guys and following myself on Facebook as well. And it's, Joe, you're blessed. But, man, I'm telling you, you work for that blessing. Trust me. You work for that. If you're blessed at all, it means you went through hell to get there. I'm telling you right now, you get me, you know, that expression, that great expression, Jersey, New York expression, nothing for nothing. It's exactly right. You, when they say, bless, I want to say, and that's why when Father Paul had me at the pulpit, he knew what I went through. And I don't even tell you half of it, not even half of it, what I went through. Oh my gosh, what I had to go through for the children. How you got to keep your mouth shut. You have to be the safety net. You have to work. You have to pay the bills. You got to judge. You got the crazy laws in New York and New Jersey coming after you. Despite it all, when you could get together and you could take a nice picture and you could see the love that's in the family and people say you are blessed, you go, thank you. I appreciate that very much. But boy, you got to work to get there. Those blessings don't come easy. I'm telling you that. But you will get there. You will get there. And it was just great, though, to be able to talk with my 14-year-old, but then just to get home and get yelled at by one of the other mothers. Holy moly. I wish I could break confidences. Maybe in the old days, I remember I did something once, and I got to tell you, and then we'll move on. But I feel like, you know, you're joining the family here, so we just kind of pull up the curtain and totally transparent, for better or for worse, and most of the time worse. But I remember one of Kimberly's boyfriends, whatever it was, and she wouldn't mind me telling you that, but he went like to the press, and he started spewing something to the press or something. And I remember I was doing a show in Arizona, and it was a great show, Grace of God. You never take these live shows for granted, and you leave the stage, and standing ovation. You make the sign of the cross. You thank you, God. Let me do this again. Boom, and you're walking off. And then I see on Twitter bad stuff, saying all bad stuff about me that were all lies and made up that, of course, the Star Ledger put in anyway. And I'm going like, now, why would they do? Well, tell you what, I said, what happened? I called Kimberly. Oh, it's the dopey guy. And I said, please, will you tell your guy to shut up and sit down? He's not even part of the family. The guy was jealous. Now I have to answer it. So where did I go? I went on with Opie and Anthony. I went on, who were just like as hot at the time. And they would bust my chops relentlessly on the air. But they gave me a platform to go on the radio to answer it back. And that was the only time I was really dramatically over the top honest. Because you have to answer it. You have to answer it, right? But in the meantime, now I try to keep my mouth shut. I'm honest, but I have to guard. But not so much, I guess, Frankie. We're pretty transparent on the show, but I won't tell you what went on yesterday. But I got my butt kicked, and rather than fighting back and rather than yelling and getting into it, have a great night. I'm sorry you're having a tough day. How about that, Frankie Five Boroughs?
Very nice. You know what I mean? Classy.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Just like that. Hey, Joe Borelli's going to join us. It is Fleet Week, so if you see a sailor walking down the street, please say thank you. United States Navy ships and Coast Guard cutters, reading here, are among the vessels coming to New York City today. As part of the annual Fleet Week, New Yorkers can tour some of the ships over the next few days, meet sailors, participate in other Fleet Week activities. The ships include, there's a guided missile destroyer, the combat USS Milwaukee, and the USS New York, which I love because that has more than 7 tons of steel on the bow from the Twin Towers. So you got to check out the New York. And by the way, you know what? Jack would like that stuff. You know what, Albert? Probably taking a look over there and looking at all the Intrepid over there.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he would. Ships. I'm sure he would.
But you're not going.
No. No. First of all, I avoid the city during holiday weekends. There is not a chance I would drive into the city during holiday weekends. It's no chance. No chance. Right. Although I've tried to get him to go to the Intrepid a couple of times, and he hasn't really wanted to go. So, well, you know,
I'll
maybe
go with
summer.
You, man. I'll go with you. That is one of the great. You got to thank the Fisher family for doing such a great job with the Intrepid over there. My goodness gracious, it is a great.
But Fleet Week's great because once the ship's docked now, the next couple of days, you'll see sailors walking around all downtown here. It's a lot of fun, and you can stop them and ask them questions, and it's really great.
And I'm so proud the way Mayor Giuliani cleaned up this city, man, because I can remember being at the Improv. Fleet Week's been around for like 100 years, Frankie, right? They've been around like forever.
I believe so.
You know, and so I remember at the Improvisation with 44th and 9th when it was Hell's Kitchen. Mm. It was Hell's Kitchen. And you had to walk through, forgive the vernacular, hookers and drug dealers and syringes right down the street. And you were accosted, and all the sailors came from the docks walking through all of that. I don't know, maybe they liked it. I'm not quite sure, but I remember them coming to the comedy club and me having to apologize for the way the neighborhood was. Thank God Mayor Giuliani cleaned it all up. Hey, in another story here, former White House counsel Don McGahn defying a White House subpoena to testify about special counsel Robert Mueller's final report. It won't go away. They just will not let it die. Opening a Judiciary Committee hearing yesterday, Jerry Nadler, he's the Democrat, said committee subpoenas are not optional. You know, and he's talking and being a bully. And if you watch this House Judiciary Committee situation, it's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed. It's right. And Georgia Republican Doug Collins said Democrats are continuing down the wrong path. The good news is today the Democrats and the Republicans are together with the president talking about what? Infrastructure. What a novelty. Talking about something that actually matters to you and I, for crying out loud. I don't understand this. Now the subpoenaing people like Hope Hicks and there's another gal that was in the Donald Trump administration, Frankie Five Boroughs, and they're subpoenaing both of those gals. For what reason? For what reason? And you think, oh, you get a subpoena. Okay, you know what you have to do? You have to get a lawyer. You know what lawyers cost, especially when you're on the international stage, like when you got to go against the House. This is bullying by Nadler. It's disrespectful by Nadler. I don't know what this man is thinking. And I walked through Wall Street, the glorious part of Lower Manhattan, the way we rebuilt this, the way by Mayor Giuliani and Michael Bloomberg and everybody worked so hard to rebuild Lower Manhattan, yet now there's homeless in the streets. The traffic is all over the place. Even with the, and this gets me crazy because I'm a garbage man. There's some of the garbage that's not picked up in time and when early morning starts, you know. And Nadler, all he's he's obsessed with this. Obsessed with this. Now, my question is this, Frankie, before we break, is that the directive that they get? And I keep talking about the meetings in the bowels of the Capitol. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Maxine Waters, all the, excuse me, the disenfranchised or whatever, the, I feel, anti-American Democrats down there. Do they, I guess they have a game plan they put together and they say, okay, let's go get the president. That's all that seems to be happening, Frankie. Is that too dramatic when I say that description?
Well, I mean, I don't think they need a lot of incentive. I mean, that's where the energy in the Democratic Party is now. It's just being anti-Trump. And so I think that's where they're doing it for elect. I don't think it's being directed by anybody. I just think that they're politicians and they see that's where their base is. You know, the turnout in 2018 in the midterm elections was among the highest we've seen in American history. And they're predicting that 2020 could be the highest voter turnout since 18-year-olds got the right to vote, as in terms of a percentage numbers. And so much of that is driven by this anti-Trump narrative. Now, Trump's base tends to be older, tends to be whiter. They already vote in large numbers. So that now that the anti-Trump folks are energized, they tend to be a little younger and more likely to be minority. You're seeing Nadler, Eric Swalwell, Adam Schiff, certainly Rashida Tlaib. You're seeing them try to play to this new, more energized anti-Trump electorate. That's all this is, I think. I mean, yeah, I agree with you. Other countries have got to look at this. And, you know, they're laughing at us. Yeah, I mean, to tell me you have 70,000 people dying of drug overdoses every day, and this is what you're concerned about? You know, continuing a probe that's already gone on for 3 years in which nobody in the president's family has been charged with anything.
Don't say probe to an old guy. Thank you very much, Frankie. You're right on the money as usual. Hey, Frank Bianculli, I will say, he won the Michaels of Brooklyn case of Michaels of Brooklyn sauce because the question was, Debbie Duhaime, what does the name biscotti mean in Italian? And the correct answer, twice cooked or twice baked is what that means. And congratulations, Frank. You won an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Yeah, man. We love that.
Invite us over for dinner.
We're ready for that. 8:22, Debbie's on the roads for you, looking out for you on AM 970. The answer, hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening with Metro North. We're still seeing delays of 15 minutes into and out of Grand Central. New Jersey Transit, 5 canceled trains this morning with a positive train control, but no delays at this point. Let's go inbound to the GWB. It's 25. Lincoln, 35. Holland, still about 25. 3 eastbound by the Meadowlands, an accident. 80 east, exit 26 out through Netcong. A collision there causing a delay. 18 north at Ferry Road in Old Bridge. It's a crash waiting for you there as well. Traffic is still moving pretty slowly this morning on the Grand Central Parkway West, right at the Cross Island with a collision. Tough ride on the Staten Island Expressway East out through the Verrazano and the Seaford Oyster Bay northbound, slowing down by the Northern State. It's all due to this accident southbound on the Seaford Oyster Bay, getting down through that area. Sponsored by Zelle. Zelle is an easy way to send money to friends and family right from your banking app. Not sure what to get someone for their birthday? Send them money with Zelle so they can buy whatever they want. Look for Zelle in your banking app or get more info at ZellePay.com. Zelle, this is how money moves. Sunny today, high in the 70s. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. the smart way to buy. Only at the smart way to buy. .com. That's the smart way to buy. .com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 8:25. You got to listen to John Katz in the morning, Sunday morning. A great block of radio, I always tell you. You have the morning with Marano. What is it called, Frankie? Marano in the morning.
Marano in the morning, that's Marano. Right.
That was tough for me to figure that out. I got Al busting my chops in my ears at one time.
What did you call it?
Yeah, I actually like your title.
Morning Marano? Yeah. Morning what?
Morning Marano. I like
Morning
that.
Marano.
I like Morning that. Marano. Morning Marano.
Hello.
All right. Al, we got some time left on the show. You got to pull back. I ain't going to make it. I'll tell you right now. Yeah, it's Marano in the Morning, followed by the great John Catsimatidis. A true great block of radio. There you go. 8:26. Joe Borelli standing by. If he hasn't left us yet. Can I tell you about the Gold Shield? You know. So I told you about the guy at Centenary University. Was a sound guy, Steve. Great guy. And he was sick with cancer, and then he died. The poor guy died. Just his daughter let me know on Twitter, and our hearts go out to Steve. And then my buddy Walter White, you know, a big bear of a man, one of my heroes, man. You know, he was a tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs back in the 70s, and a dear friend. And I lost him with pancreatic cancer. Another friend, his wife passed away, brain cancer. You know, it's like an epidemic, man. And then that's why I was proud to go with the New Jersey Cancer, you know, American Cancer Society, the New Jersey chapter on Saturday, try to raise money. But then we have a gentleman who came up with the concept of taking it into our own hands and to help solve this cancer solution, this epidemic, really, that is happening. Because God forbid we leave it to the politicians. Look what's going on in Washington. They never addressed this issue. So now this gentleman comes up with the Gold Shield. The Gold Shield. And we know how many people have died from cancer, you know, over the years. So if you have the Gold Shield, this is the way it works. If you're a merchant, you get the Gold Shield, you put it in your window, and Gold Shield merchants will pledge to make a tax-deductible donation directly to a 501c3. Now, that is a nonprofit designation, according to the IRS. It's not 501c3, so it's nonprofit. So the merchant puts money in, whatever they want to put in, they put in to make this donation. And then when you, as a consumer, you go by the store, you go, oh, look, there's the Gold Shield. Let me go cancer research. Boom. And you go in and you support the cancer research when you see the Gold Shield. And to find out more about this great concept that is starting here on the radio, by the way, and I think it's just going to explode all over the country. The Gold Shield, you go to thegoldshield.us. Check it out, please. The Gold Shield. .us, or you can call 888-526-9111, 888-526-9111. 100% of the donations are distributed to go to cancer research, also to help fight veteran suicide. All right, the goldshield.us.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything, coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Borelli is one of our favorite people, doing a great job in the political arena. He is the Republican candidate for New York City Public Advocate. Hey, Joe, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
Top of the morning, guys. Top of the morning.
Top of the morning. Nice on Congressman King with the Irish. We need a little Italian. How you doing? How you doing?
Hey, yo, hey.
Joe, great to hear your voice. Hey, Joey, what are you thinking about the new state chairman of the GOP, Nick Langworthy? He's a friend of yours, correct?
Oh, I mean, certainly. I think this is a wise decision by the by the county chairs and the county committee people, the state committee people who really put the push in for him. He's someone I've known for just about a decade, and he's been the county chairman from Erie County, which, for people who don't know, that's Buffalo. And in Buffalo, he has a 2-to-1 enrollment disadvantage, and yet still managed to eke out some countywide wins and took over the legislature again for the Republican Party. So this is a guy who just wants to win elections, which I think sometimes as a party, the Republican Party in New York State has forgotten that that's the one and only goal we have, is to is to get people elected to the governor's mansion, get the Senate back in Republican hands. You know, Ed Cox, the current chairman, is a wonderful man, a nice person. We just haven't seen those wins in over a decade. So it's good that there's a change of leadership. It's something that has to happen every once in a while. And I'm confident that Nick will rally the base.
Yeah, it's interesting the way Chris Christie did it in very, very Democratic New Jersey. He went in. He went to Hudson County. He went all into these Democratic strongholds, yet he still turned it around. Can that be done by a candidate, a Republican candidate, in the very, very Democratic New York, Joe Borelli?
Yes, and it's done not by running away from President Trump, for example. It's looking at someone like President Trump, regardless about how you may feel on any one particular issue, but looking at him and seeing someone who, for better or worse, inspires a lot of active and engaged and enraged, in many cases, voters who want to put their new attitude to practice, and giving them an outlet here in the state is something we have failed to do. You know, we have good candidates for governor last year, Mark Molinaro, a Dutchess County executive, a great guy. But, you know, when the party is so stuck in the 1990s and we're all, you know, high-fiving each other over George Pataki's win, in 2006, it's just not – we're not able to translate anything into becoming the party of 2018, 2019 and actually winning.
Yeah, you know, and George Pataki looks great. Saw him recently with John Catsimatidis, and George looks great. Good guy, and I wonder if he'll ever run again. He's eligible to run again for governor, correct, Joe?
Oh, he certainly is. I doubt he will. You know, I think, 3 terms in the governor's mansion is probably enough to condemn you to an insane asylum. If you spent too much time in Albany, you would know exactly the feeling. He was a good guy, a good governor. And I just hope we can again win statewide. By the way, I heard Governor Patterson got engaged, which is nice news. He is also a wonderful man. That's some good news for him.
Great guy. Hey, Joey, so you being roasted tonight? What's going on there, man?
I sure am. So we're doing a little fundraiser for the public advocate race on Staten Island. People, if they want information, they can go to josephborelli.com/donate. And find out some more information. But we're going to have a little bit of a roast. I will be the butt of most of the jokes. Hopefully people can come out and have a good time and have a good laugh.
Where can they get tickets? How can people go, Joey?
Just josephborelli.com/donate. Or just josephborelli.com, and I'm sure there's a prompt to get you to part with your money.
Yeah, I'm never a fan of the roast. The joke, can we, what? I mean, you know, like, people try to be funny, and it's not, it always sounds mean-spirited, so I applaud you for putting yourself into that. Where is that going to be now?
It's at the Grand Plaza in Great Kills on Staten Island tonight.
All right, Joey. Hey, listen, give us your take before we let you go, if you would, Joe Borelli, on the House Judiciary Committee and what they did yesterday, man.
Well, it was theatrics. I mean, it begs the question of what was the point of spending $30+ million on a special counsel to come up with a report if now the House Democrats are just going to try to interview all the same witnesses just for the public theater. I mean, with Don McGahn, he's someone who sat with Robert Mueller and Robert Mueller's prosecutors for, I think, 30 hours. You know, what more can be ascertained from his knowledge and his actions that's going to lead to anything except for embarrassing the president? I mean, that's the only thing the Democrats are trying to do. You know, the Democrats were given the opportunity to interview him in closed-door session. But, again, it's not about actually finding the truth, because Mueller found the truth. It's about putting on a display of theatrics. You know, you had, Congressman Cohen, who had the fried chicken in the last hearing. This is just public displays of silliness that is not going to help the Democratic Party maintain the House majority in 2020, and it sure as heck isn't going to help them win the presidency back.
All right, Joe Barrett. Hey, Joe, before we let you go, man, see, you're one of the young guys. You're a Republican. You always make common sense. And then you always have fun with it. How do you get that across? How do you get to, but if some of these Democrats, all they do is vote Democrat. That's all they do in New York particularly, and in Jersey too. And a lot, most of the voters, by the way, who vote Democrat in Jersey are registered independents. And you have a great way about you, Joe. It's what we love about you, how you just are friendly and you're not mean-spirited. I mean,
well, maybe, I wake up every day, should... Joe, and I remind myself that I don't know everything, and I'm not the end-all, be-all authority on all things I think I know about. So if you start off with that mantra, usually you could break bread with just about anyone.
Yeah, it's called humility, and you have it, Joe, and we love you for that. Councilman Joe Borelli right there. And don't forget, he is the Republican candidate for the New York City Public Advocate. Thank you, Joe. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight at the roast. Joe Borelli right there. Oh, never a fan of the roast. God bless him for putting himself up to that. 8:35 right now with Joe on the radio. Big Al Gattulo standing by right here with the news live and local on AM 970theanswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
58 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Bicyclists across the city are pushing the MTA to build a bike and pedestrian path on the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. The MTA is in charge of the bridge that connects Staten Island to Brooklyn. Riders say a bike lane would give Staten Islanders another way to get off the island each day. The group Transportation Alternatives has been showing up at MTA public meetings to push the bike lane idea. The MTA said no to a proposal 2 months ago to temporarily put a bike lane on the bridge. They say there is no safe place to put it. Starbucks is facing a lawsuit claiming it uses a potentially lethal chemical for pest control. The class action suit brought in a New York State Supreme Court Tuesday by customers who say locations in Manhattan were using no pest strips containing a pesticide called Dichlorvis, a poison that shouldn't be near people or food. The chemical is classified as a probable carcinogen by the EPA. Another similar suit was filed in federal court the same day. In sports, Gary Sanchez with a 3-run homer in the first inning as the Yankees roll to an 11-4 win against the Orioles. Ahmed Rosario's infield single plated the winning run in the bottom of the ninth. The Mets beat the Nationals by the final of 6-5. And this report is brought to you by Rawlings, the mark of a pro. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Still seeing this closure on the Seaford Oyster Bay southbound getting down toward the LIE. It's an accident investigation. Northbound is heavy through the area as well. 347 Wisconsin Highway westbound at Terry Road getting up toward Smithtown. An accident over there as well. We're still seeing delays across the board at the Hudson River crossings. Inbound side of the GWB still moving slowly 25 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel, an accident on 495 by Pleasant Ave. So it's about 40 in there. Holland's still 15 to 20. Traffic is moving slowly this morning on 80 West, exit 59, getting out toward Patterson with a collision. And it's still busy on 18 North at Ferry Road into Old Bridge with an accident over there as well. Southbound Thruway, stop-and-go traffic down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. And do expect delays this morning as you head over to the Cross Bronx West out by the Bruckner with an accident cleared. Sunny today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Kronos. Kronos, providing HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support, motivate, and engage them. Learn more about Kronos HR, payroll, talent, and time at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Otis is my man. That's my dog, Otis. I love my Otis, you know. And when I put him in the car, it is state law in the great state of New Jersey to harness your dog. And I suggest that you do that with the headlight harness. This was invented by our dear friends Marilyn and Peter Pianelli, a local New Jersey couple, right? I mean, how many ideas do you have? Honey, we should think about this. We should think about this. The Pianellis actually came up with the headlight harness now, and they came on the show. I mean, just to plug us a little bit, they came on the Piscopo in the Morning Show with Frank and Alan Debbie, and look what happened. It's now gigantic, the headlight harness. Everyone is talking about the headlight harness. It's time that you get a headlight harness for your pet. It's got a built-in LED light right into the chest of the harness, making your dog highly visible to vehicles, illuminating the path, so you do not need a flashlight, and it scares off wild animals. I always worry about that. I'm out in the boondocks, way out there in Jersey, man. I'll tell you what, I worry about my dog out there. You put the headlight harness on, boom. You pop on that LED light, you can see it's like a lighthouse. I'm telling you, as it goes around. And I really worry about when I have the dog in the city with all the cars and all the action and all the bikes all around, and it's nighttime and you let the dog out to do his or her business. And you know what? You have the LED light on that headlight harness, and it makes it so safe for the pet when he's on the streets of the city. Now, headlight harness, perfect for securing pets in a vehicle, like I said. And you know what I love about it? It's got an easy, quick access handle, and you can avoid those tickets if you do not have your pet secured in your vehicle. And what I love about the headlight harness, and I tell you this many, many times, it slips on easily, makes it impossible to escape, and it has a no-choke, no-pull design. Boom! Mic drop. It is so perfect for the dog. Because if I got a chain around my dog's neck, it chokes the dog. No. This is a no-choke, no-pull design with the headlight harness. Please go to the headlightharness.com website, headlightharness.com. Hey, use the promo code AM970. Boom, you get 20% off any product on the site. Headlightharness.com, promo code AM970. If you want to call, it's 800-597-0181.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious, because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thank you very much. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 841 right now on AM 970, The Answer. We'll go to the phones in a second, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone line. But I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. Had the best time, best week at Connors and Sullivan. And I told you this before. I took my son Joey, my big boy, went out to Brooklyn and sat down with Mike, and Rose was there. Rose said, make sure you mention me. And I am mentioning Rose, and, you know, Bridget walked me through everything. She's been great. And Lisa over there, the great team. This is a family. Beth is there, Mike's wife. I'm telling you, when you want to come up with a will, a trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, estate plan, all the questions that you have, Mike Connors knows the answer to. It was just so nice to be there. And then I'm going to tell you where you could go to a free seminar, but let me take a second here. And I appreciate that. Then Mike says to me, we're doing a mass after. We're having a mass. Now, what lawyer is going to say that? I mean, really? I mean, am I on? What, a lawyer going to a church? I mean, really? You know? Mike said, and Beth, yeah, come, we're going to have a special mass with Father Paul. And I go, what? Huh? Sure, I'll go to the mass. And Father Paul would like you to do a reading. And then he wants to talk to you. And I told you about all that, of Father Paul Bilecki, legendary Capuchin friar, by the way. He does amazing work in the Middle East. That's a whole nother show in itself. And I was there at the mass with Connors and Sullivan. I said, and it was like right after I did all my will, all my trust, put everything all in order. It was like meant to be. You know, now, so I pass that on to you. If you have the questions, Mike has the answers, and he's doing these free seminars, you know, there at Lenny's Clam Bar. This is what's great about Mike, too. Lenny's Clam Bar, the legendary Lenny's Clam Bar, right there in Howard Beach, Wednesday, May 29th, and next Thursday, May 30th, Connolly's. That's right there in Queens as well, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. And finally, on Friday, on May 31st, at the Adria, in Queens as well, right there on the Northern Boulevard in Bayside, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. They're free seminars. Now, if you can't make those free seminars with Mike Connors, call Connors and Sullivan. You can make your own free office appointment. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. 6500. I tell you about Connors and Sullivan because I love you. And I was so confused about what to do with my life and how I could protect my financial legacy. You know, it ain't gigantic, but I want to protect it for my children. I suggest you do the same, and you call Mike and the team over there at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. You know, Mike always says the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares.
Dino Paul Crocetti with Piscopo.
You may be king, you may possess the world.
Do you need to be loved? I don't know. You know, nobody knows somebody loves you. Huh. Does that mean your mom and your family? Does that mean a love affair, I guess? Frankie Five Boroughs? An arbitrary question.
Well,
a rhetorical question.
Right.
You think it's me?
Your first love, is always for a guy. Your first love is always your mom. And for a girl, first love is always your father. I mean, that's,
Frank,
you know.
And Frank, did you always feel like you have to be told, I love you, I love you? Do you need that? I love you back and forth. Are you one of those? Can we delve into that? Is that too personal for you?
No,
Frank?
I mean.
I love you, honey.
Are you talking about in a relationship, you mean?
Yeah, relationship.
No, I mean, I never really gave it much thought, honestly.
And Al, can't see you.
Yeah.
Love you.
Absolutely.
Honey.
No.
No, you do not.
Oh, yeah.
You're such a lie on the radio. I
can
hear
No. I have to be told that I'm loved all the time. Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Although my wife freely throws the I love you out there.
Really?
And I respond in kind. Sure, absolutely. Listen, we've been together for 20 plus years. I mean, you know, sometimes
all the more, the longer you're together, the more you never say it. Am I right?
No, that's not true. Look, relationship, and I'm no relationship expert, but relationships have their ups and downs. No matter how, I don't care how
don't
perfect somebody's.
About. Yeah, I have no idea.
No matter how perfect somebody says their relationship is, there is always a high point, a low point in the course of relationships, and then you kind of have a middle ground where you know. Exist and you do things together and you do things separately or whatever. It's just a question of, you know, can you, I look at it from the point of view of how much can you tolerate being with a person and living with that person for the rest of your life? That's part of it. Part of it is raising a family. Part of it is responsibilities, whether it's emotional, financial, all of those things. You have to be able to make that choice to say, I can do this with this person through thick and thin. And believe me, my wife and I have had a lot of ups and downs in our relationship, and I'm sure there are other people out there who have had ups and downs in their relationship. Some people ended in divorce. Others, you know, maintain, you know, a marriage. And some people just never get married because they just don't want to do that. I made far too much sense in that last minute and a half there. Sorry.
I don't know, man. I don't know that I could ever be married again. I don't know. I can't even have, at this point, and again, we're just riffing here before we go to news, but I don't know that I could ever have a relationship again. I've just been burned. So, you know, and believe me, I'm going back and forth. I'm not even in a relationship.
Right.
And I'm getting my chops busted for crying out loud.
See, but that's what's great about you and other entertainers is that you can be linked to various people and none of it has any truth in the matter. You're linked to like four different people. You've not been with any of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Tell me again now. What now?
I'm just saying you've been linked to a number of people. Page Six, the whole thing with Carol Lott. You're like, no, we're just friends. You know, but nobody believes that. Everyone, it's Page Six. We have to believe it.
So, which, you know, if it's in Page Six, it must be true.
Yeah.
Hey, and so who he retired? Richard. Frankie, help me out. Richard. Retired from Page Six, I guess. Is that right?
Richard Johnson? Yeah. He actually had left Page Six about 8 years ago, and then started this digital publication that was also a Murdoch publication. I think it was called The Daily, and then came back to write this column called The Man Who Knows New York, and it was great. And it was really allowed the New York Post to dominate the gossip pages, having both Page Six and Richard Johnson in his own column. And I'll tell you, really one of the most important journalists New York City has seen in the last 25 years. I mean, this is someone who not only wrote about gossip and celebrity information, he covered the media like no one else, politics, the accuracy of his scoops, the different take that he would take on things that we're writing about, and then how he sort of evolved even as newspapers became less and less of a go-to source for finding out what the news actually was. Now, these days, by the time you pick up the newspaper, it's all old news. I know everything that's already been in there. And Richard Johnson still found a way to be relevant. He's really going to be missed. And he's really, it's really such a loss to not just journalism, but New York City as a whole, his retirement.
I worked with Richard for a couple of years when he was not writing at the Post. This is like the third or fourth time he had left the Post. He was working with us in an online thing doing a broadcast. He was actually a host of, you know, and it was, again, gossip and all kinds of topical talk or whatever. He was fantastic. Like, you wouldn't have even known that he had written in the newspaper. He was so perfect doing what he did. He was a great guy. Real fun. A lot of fun to work with.
Miss him. We had some fun with him myself in the Post. Hey, Piscopo in the morning. It's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. It's 8:50 right now on AM 970 The Answer. And Frankie Five Boroughs, I see some stories. I read things, Debbie, on Twitter, and I'm going like, wow. But I don't know what to believe and what not to believe. I don't know what's fake news. So I send him to Frank, and then we investigate him before I even say it on the air. But look at this. When we come back, we'll talk about it. And it's in the 9 o'clock hour. But it's so funny. I don't know what to believe, and I'm afraid to. What we say on the air goes right out there, so you don't want people to misconstrue something. And we just try to be a little careful when you do the traffic. And the Pulaski Skyway's up and running. Remember, they closed that down during that chemical fire the other day.
Crazy times. By the way, it's true. You don't know what to believe. Like Al said, you're linked with all these different women, and nobody knows to believe, right? Is it Carol Alt? Is it this one? Is it that one?
No, please. I give
Everybody's
up.
Wondering, right, Joe?
I'm becoming a monk. I'm going to go.
Let them all wonder. Let them all wonder, Joe.
Yes. I'm going to a monastery up in the hills of France and becoming a monk.
I don't believe it. I don't believe that for there's Joe. We're Joe. He's up in the hills praying.
With a robe and a robe and a rope.
I just don't foresee that.
About a half an hour. I tell you,
you'd be like, okay, well, you're like, wait, come on, let's go out, guys. Come on, let's go out dancing. Let's go out partying.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Hey, 8:51. Debbie, how we doing traffic-wise?
Oh, boy, it's messy. Messy out here this morning, Joe. The Bronx River Parkway southbound, heavy at the Cross County. Still have a debris spill over there. 84 East at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. Construction traffic very heavy. The Sawmill southbound into Green Lane in Bedford, a crash. Palisades Parkway south, a five-car pileup by exit 12. Getting down toward New City. Still terrible on the Seaford Oyster Bay northbound by the LIE. Accident investigation. We're getting reports this may be a fatal accident. Still moving slowly. FDR Drive south up through the 70s. Northbound up through the 70s. Looks like an accident was just cleared. The Hutch south at Pelham Parkway, an accident as well. Inbound side of the GWB 25. Lincoln moving slowly. 495 East at Pleasant Ave. A collision getting out toward Weehawken. 40 minutes in at the Lincoln. Holland still 15. And if you're going to be taking it to 80 West in Patterson, a collision there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell Space to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace. The best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up from our store right to your door. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale happening now only at Ace.
Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
The biggest threat to you in this country today is cyber attack. And no one knows it better than Dr. Eric
Cole, former special agent for the CIA and CEO of Secure Anchor. Through Secure Anchor, Dr. Cole protects major companies and individuals from cyber breach, and now he's going to prepare you for any attack and raise the alarm to our government that they need to act. Tune in Saturday afternoons at 2 on AM 970 The Answer for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole and learn how to prevent and prepare for the inevitable.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour of the key sites and places to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Come home inspired by the experience. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. We'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com.
Joe on the radio. Thank you, Mr. Prager. 854 right now. So, interpersonal skills are very important. Treating people with respect is key to success in life, right? John Bramnick, New Jersey's funniest lawyer, he's a stand-up comic as well, has written a book entitled Why People Don't Like You. It's a hilarious rule book with illustrations by Pat Brentano that'll make you laugh as you turn each page. This is a great book, by the way. You got to check it out. You can order on Amazon today. We had John on the show. Just type in Bramnick book, and here are a few rules by the book. It said, don't rush into elevators. Somebody might actually be coming out. That's true, like that. And when you shake my hand, don't hurt me. You know, and John, you know, he knows, working with everybody, working with people that come, boom, they come right at you. And don't, this is a great one. Don't tell people they look tired unless you are their mother or their doctor. Is that so true? You look tired. Thank you very much. You know what? I am tired. Right? Don't say that to people. And also, during the past 30 years, Mr. Bramnick has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents. You know that, right? Also, he represents these folks on a contingency basis. No recovery, no fee. During the past 30 years, the Bramnick firm has always provided free consultations to help people decide whether you need a lawyer or not. The Bramnicks will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. Feel free to call 7 days a week and get answers about your claim. Here's the number, 877-423-4878. If you go to Amazon, by the way, check out that Bramnick book, the Bramnick book, Why People Don't Like You. And then if you need a really great lawyer, and he's a really great guy, please call 877-423-4878. You can reach him at johnbramnick.com. That's johnbramnick.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Lumberg is our meteorologist, our marathon man meteorologist. Good morning, Joey. How you doing this morning, my friend?
Up and at 'em. Fantastic. How about you?
Up and at 'em. Good, good, and good. You know, and I'm just loving the spring. I put the flowers in, you know, and I go by your forecast, which is great because I say, well, what did Joe say? And you said it was going to be cold weeks ago and it stayed cold. And now finally we're into the spring and I cannot wait for summer. But right now, Memorial Day weekend, Joey, looking okay, huh?
It's looking okay. It's not going to necessarily be warm going in. Like, we're looking at highs today, low 70s, maybe low 70s tomorrow, mid 70s on Friday. And probably 70 or Saturday, but then it gets warm for Sunday and Monday. I think Sunday's temperature is going to be in the 80s across the area.
Ooh, this is good, Joe, huh?
Yeah, Sunday right now looks to be the pick. It's my kind of day, warm and humid on Sunday.
and you're not sore after your 12-hour marathon.
You know what I'm sore from? What? The yard work that I did yesterday. I was doing some weeding, and I'm moving around this morning like, why am I sore? It's like, you dummy, you did yard work yesterday.
Joe,
stick to the
best.
Bike. It doesn't hurt as much.
I know you're right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Joe Lumberg, our marathon man, meteorologist. We appreciate that very, very much. Frankie, did you see that story about Ilhan Omar? I mean, did you see that? Did you get that?
Well, I saw that there was an attack in her district.
Yeah, all right. Now, that's true. Yeah, I read it on Twitter. I don't know if it's true. I don't know what they're shadow banning, what they're putting out there. But this apparently in Ilhan Omar's district, all you hear her talk about, and we talked about it this morning ad nauseum, forgive me, but she's spewing hate in the United States House of Representatives, spewing this anti-Semitic rage like we've never seen since, you know, pre-war Germany. And now, apparently, there are a group of 8 to 10 Somalian kids in her district in Minnesota attacking people with a hammer on a subway. Is that what you're reading there?
Well, that's what was reported. Yes. And was it a train? Yes. So yeah, that looks to be the case. There were eight to ten teenagers that were in this mob that were acting like they were attacking people with hammers.
So I would,
but I don't blame Ilhan Omar for that any more than I blame some crazy Trump supporter for chasing Jewish kids in Brooklyn over the weekend. You know,
yeah.
I mean, so you can't control, you know, what other people do. You can only control your own behavior.
But if you're a representative in a district, she should be there and perhaps not spewing anti-Semitic hate. Just a thought. Piscopo in the morning. We're coming right back at you on AM 970. The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.